Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for being in formation this Sunday. This is Ms. Latoya Bird, Ms. Butterfly Bird, Ms. Controversy, and I'm here side by side, locking arms on the Vibrating Elevate show with Ms. D. Marie. Hey.
Hey, I came to slay, bitch.
You know what I'm saying? Like, listen, we hitting hype out of the gate right now. So, you know, we got an extra Black History day, considering it's a leap year. We get, you know, February 29th. And so we need you to be a little bit extra, all right? We like our history extra Black. So come on and take a sip with me, all right? So tonight's show is dedicated to us taking a look back, a look Black history. Like, we're going to look at who has done something amazing and should be honored and recognized in Black history. And then we're going to do a little tidbit about new traditions and then tell you what your behind need to be doing tomorrow on our extra Black History Day. So, by the way, Z Marie and myself, we were brainstorming, and, you know, she was like, Toya, let's do something for Black history on, you know, this last Sunday of 2016 in February. And so let's do it. So we here to deliver. We here to raise your frequency about Black history and raise your vibration. So I hope you down for the ride. Thanks for being in formation and making things happen. All right? So I'm giving an applause out to everybody who's done something and to support the Black community. To be a part of Black history, positive contributions. And I want to thank the people that did something that was negative, like provided an injustice to our community, because out of that negative thing, we took, you know, the necessary steps to make it divine. And you guys already know how I feel about that phrase, divine injustice. We got to turn, you know, that bad thing into something good. So, hopefully I set the tone, set the stage for us tonight, and I know Z Marie has some wonderful things to share with us as we take a look Black in history. So take it away, Ms. D.
Yes, first of all, I'd like to say thank you, Ms. Butterfly Bird, for the wonderful soundtrack, formation, Beyonce coming through, trying to start all kind of riots in every major urban city, and I'm feeling that. Sometimes a riot can be a good thing, to your point. Obviously, violence, not a good thing, but, you know, it's funny because a lot of that violence is in response to a violence of oppression, mm-hmm. a violence of poverty. Mm-hmm. And so we don't mm-hmm. often think of poverty, of sexism, of racism as violence in the sense mm-hmm. of, you know, destruction, but it couldn't mm-hmm. be any more destructive. And
that's
so
right.
I just want to say a shout out to Beyonce, who
okay.
made her political statement. And whatever you feel about it, I do love the fact that art has and always will be a conduit for great messages. And so what I want to do is really quickly just highlight some of the history that I shared on my Facebook page. And so I'll start out with white people, actually. Go ahead.
Wait, Z Marie, I'm sorry, before you do that, I know we mentioned it last week. I want to give a shout out to Unconquered Mind Service Group, who put the Black History Challenge out, and we support that group.
Yes.
And I'm happy for the founder of Stinson for even having the vision to say, you know what, let's, you know, take these 29 days and post, you know, some informative facts and information to empower ourselves and those that follow us on social media. So because of this, Z Marie represented for Vibrate and Elevate and took this thing, you know, full force. So she got a whole bunch of stuff in her little black purse. You dig? So she's getting ready to really, really, like, provide some jewels. And I just wanted to throw that out there. And I'm going to have Voss Vincent on the line later on in the show. So shouts out, applause, and all that. So I just wanted to say that really quick before you got started.
Perfect, because that brother represents Black Now. And so check the archives for our show. We did a Black Now last week. And this, I'm sorry, last year at the end of Black History Month, we did Black Now, highlighting people who are doing something right now. And so this is a highlight of our past that I want to share with you guys via my Facebook post. So the first one I'll share is actually about white people. So one particular white man has spent $8 million of his own money on a project to help Americans understand slavery, particularly his own people, who he says, often white people say, why can't they just get over it? But they don't know what it is. And so he decided he didn't want to be ignorant anymore, and he doesn't want white people to be ignorant anymore of why black people may have a beef or may have, you know, negative feelings towards this country. If you talk to many black people, they have mixed feelings about being American. We know that this is a very free country. However, this country is full of injustice. And so that's something important for us to remember. And according to John Cummings, he believes that's all because that's all due to slavery. And so a lot of this stuff we're experiencing right now is due to something that was ended in the 1860s. So we're 100 years plus out, right? We're going on 200 years, and shit is still hitting the fan. So let's remember that. The other thing is, it's very important for us to realize that women have been an important part of Black history, both the degradation of our society. So we know that many Black women were raped during slavery, but we have also been a major part of the resurgence of Black culture, of the Black Power movement, of the Black is Beautiful movement. So let's always remember that women and men have helped us get to this point where we are in this country. And one thing I want to say that I was sharing with my sister today, who is a sister in, you know, in terms of my chosen family, and she's actually African. She's from East Africa. And I was telling her that because she doesn't like Jesse Jackson and she doesn't like the term African-American. So, Ms. Controversy, we should definitely have a show about the term African-American one of these days. But one thing I told her, and I was, you know, making light of the fact that she doesn't like Jesse Jackson, who coined the term secondhand African-American. And what I told her is that one thing that Jesse Jackson has correct and that I like is that he made it very clear in 2015 when there was the, I think, 50th anniversary of the civil rights, basically the civil rights, like, agenda, that coming into fruition, the 50th anniversary of that, he said that we have come very far in a short amount of time, and so we should be very, very proud of ourselves. And so the last thing that I want to say is we must remember that slavery, being what it was, is something that we have to look upon as something that we can celebrate because we survived. And for us to want to sweep slavery under the rug and not talk about it, which the younger generation, Black millennials, really suffer from that. They don't want to really talk about it, some of them, because they feel like it separates them from their white counterparts and colleagues. They feel like it's negativity. Why are you bringing up that old shit? But, hey, listen, that's like talking about Michael Jordan when he was struggling, when he wasn't a good basketball player, and then you don't want to talk about that, but you only want to talk about all his six championships when he was with the Bulls, when Michael Jordan would be the first person to tell you those years when he had to prove himself and nobody believed in him made him who he is today. And so I just want us to embrace our history, albeit dark, albeit unkind, because it has made us who we are. And even though some people may think, what you mean? Some of us are in the ghetto. Some of us still in the slave mentality. We're being killed in the streets. But I'm here to tell you, there's been so many things that black people have done that you really need to look into, because who we are is still great. Even though what you may see on the TV, what you may see on the news is negative, oh, baby, that is not who we are. We are so much more than that. So we are that, and we are more than that, which is always the story. So listen to the whole story. Be empowered by your past is the point I'm making.
Keep going.
So that's,
we got the organ. We got the organ.
Okay, we got a little more time. Okay, and so in keeping with that, I want you guys to check me out on Facebook, ask for my friendship, and I will oblige. I never turn anybody away unless I find somebody and it's like they don't have nothing on their page. And I'm like, okay, I guess that's a robot. But if you're not a robot and you ask for a friend request, do that so you can see all of the lovely points that I put on my Facebook page. And so I guess I'll cap it off with these 10 little-known black history facts so we can move on for the rest of the show, because we want to give you some good tidbits of how to spend this 29th day of this year right here. So, okay, or of this month right here. Okay, so 10 little-known black history facts. All right. All right, so I actually wrote an essay about Claudette Colvin. Before Rosa Parks gave up her seat, Claudette Colvin gave up her seat. But Rosa Parks was a teacher, and she was a pillar like of success. And Claudette Colvin was a single mother. She was pregnant at the time, and so they didn't want that person to be the face of the movement. Many of you may not know this. I did know it. Martin Luther King Jr. improvised most of his I Have a Dream speech. So it was a woman, I believe it was, Mahalia Jackson, that's who it was. Mahalia Jackson was the one who encouraged him to talk about the dream he had. And so he ended up, it's just like we was in church today and somebody asked me to stand up and give my testimony. So it was impromptu. I love that, because think about the impact that speech has had on us, and it may not have happened, right, because it wasn't planned. So those of you who feel like you always have to have a plan, nah. One of the greatest men in history did not. Inoculation was introduced to America by a slave. That's a black history fact. That helped with smallpox and all that kind of stuff. So you know how we get vaccines. I'm not exactly sure what inoculation is, but it's related to, like, vaccines. The earliest recorded protest against slavery was by the Quakers in 1968. So, like I said, officially slavery ended in the 1860s. So we did have white people. We did have different cultural people who were against slavery. So never forget that. This is another fact, of the 12.5 million Africans shipped to the New World during the transatlantic slave trade, fewer than 388,000 arrived in the United States. So there are plenty of us in the Caribbean and other places like that. And if you heard that old saying that we all black, you are right, because the oldest bones were found in Africa. We all came from the motherland. So remember that. That should also encourage you. The diverse history of historically black colleges and universities, a lot of white people, some Jewish people, and some other different European ethnic groups did help black colleges start. And there was also some black people who helped those colleges start. I went to Spelman. Some white women started Spelman. So remember all of the history, okay? And let it empower you. Let it make you feel like you can do anything. And so if we do have any non-black people listening on the call, we thank your kind for the things that they've done in a positive light when so much negative was done by the colonizers who happened to be your kind. 1 in 4 cowboys was black. All right, that's another fact. Shout out to the black cowboys. Esther Jones was the real Betty Boop. The real Betty Boop, that character. She was actually modeled after a black jazz singer in Harlem. All right. The first licensed African American female pilot was named Betsy Coleman. And then I'm wrapping up here. Interracial marriage in the United States was banned in 1664 and not overturned until 1967. We know some black people, some black women might feel like they should never overturn it. Okay, but that's a whole another terrible thing for me to say. But it's true because there's a lot of sisters out here single looking at black men in interracial relationships like, really? But I will say that we got the right to marry, not to only marry black people. So I'm being a little facetious when I say that. So those are the 10 black history facts that I wanted to highlight. I encourage everybody to realize black history is not a game. It's not a joke. And, of course, we're not crazy enough to only celebrate it during February. It's just our time to celebrate it with the whole America and the whole world. But we celebrate this 366 days a year. So, yes. Class is over.
Well, thank you.
Carry on.
Listen, give it up for our Black History teacher doing her thing. Thank you so much. Yes, she said she went to. Okay, she went to Spelman. She earned it. You know, this sister is an awesome researcher, and I appreciate you and your contribution. I'm always on your feed on social media, checking out what you're doing, piggybacking your hard work when it comes to these great jewels that you're sharing with our community, and I appreciate it. Thank you so much. And so because it's important to look back, you know, as Zee Marie started out with, it's also, it leads us to the next step. Once we look back, it's like, okay, where am I at right now? Where am I at right now? What am I doing? And so now we're encouraging you to create new traditions, to be black now, to be the tradition, to be what you want to see in the book in the future, to be what you want to see in the future. Like, if you want to be a part of black history, you need to be doing something black now. What are you doing to contribute positively to your situation? And and I'm encouraging all cultural groups to do that and to think along those lines. So on that note, we're making a new tradition tomorrow. You understand? So tomorrow is 2/29/16. It's our extra Black History Day. And we're going to run down really quick because we got some callers on the line. We're going to try to get our callers on the show tonight for sure. But Zee Marie, guess what? I need everybody to get ready. I need you to get your pen and paper because
get ready.
You understand? So listen, Z, I'm going to share some of mine, you share some of yours, and then let's say for some of the callers to share what we could do tomorrow to make it extra black. So right now I got wear your cultural clothing. Wear something that sports a strong message, all right? And that's my first and foremost because I was discouraged to wear cultural clothing at work. And I was just appalled when I heard the principal say that. I was like, yeah, tomorrow is dashiki all week, the same one, you know, like just for that. So then my next thing is to engage in random black history conversations. What does that mean? Somebody talking to you about something, you just bust out a fact on them. You know what I mean? And
I
just
it.
Totally just kill the conversation with your black history because whatever they're talking about, don't even touch what you bring into the table. And this should give you some form of empowerment. You understand?
Yes.
And I want you to also say phrases like, don't you just love being black? All right, and this is part of us being a little extra on this extra Black History Day. So some of the things that I'm providing for you are in fun, but it's also a part of a new tradition because we're bombarded with so many messages and images that aren't our own. So it's time for us to create it, all right? And I want you to not just support a Black business, V. Marie. I want you to start a Black business tomorrow. I want you to switch it up. Not only do I want you to support a Black business tomorrow, I want you to do what you can to start a Black business tomorrow, whether it's brainstorming with yourself, with your friends. I guess it's ready. Brainstorming with your friends, with your business partners, with your spouse about something that you can do on a business note. All right. And I want to give a shout out to Dr. Boyce Watkins of Black Wealth Academy. He always encourages, you know, the Black community to start a business. So those are my little tidbits for right now. And I'm going to give it to Z Marie and then we're going to open up the line.
Wow. I love it. I will be doing those. What I would like to share with the people, I'm only going to share one thing because those are so powerful. I can't really top them. So I'm just going to try to sit next to them. Ms. Butterfly Bird. I want people to claim their inheritance. So there is no secret that white people are still benefiting from the riches of slavery. People in general, whoever they are still benefiting from cheap labor. So I want everyone of African descent to claim their inheritance. Your people fought and died. Your people fought and lived and survived and became millionaires like Reginald Lewis. So there's a rich, rich tapestry that you can claim. You can claim right now and believe it. Believe in yourself. That's all I want to say.
Listen, I'm already laid out in the spirit, if you will, because that is profound.
Won't he do it?
That is profound. And so I'm going to go ahead and open up the lines. But before I do that, I really want to just let you know that was completely profound. And I don't plan on just doing that tomorrow. I think I'm doing that, like, that's just a part of my new lifestyle. I think I'm going to make all of these things a part of my new lifestyle every day. As much as I can, I'm going to do these things. So it's going to start with, you know, our extra Black History Day tomorrow, but it's going to continue. It's going to continue. So I got a caller on the line. I do believe this is the founder of Unconquered Mind Service Group. Peace and blessings. Welcome to the call.
Peace. What's happening, sister?
Hey.
Yeah, I'm feeling everything, and definitely the extra Black. I'm feeling that. Marie, this year make 151 years, actually, we've been uplifted from slavery physically, but mentally it's still going on, but that's a whole nother topic. But, yeah, I'm feeling all the extra Blackness and being extra Black. I'm down with you, Toya. I'm always extra Black, really, but I'm finna be more intentional. You know what I'm saying, about being extra Black. And even for those who listening, when you go order your coffee tomorrow, say, let's make it extra Black. Just put the coffee in my cup. I drink it like that. You know what I'm saying? I want to extra. I'm encouraging
that's
everybody to make sure extra Black. I'm feeling you too, Toya, when you say somebody talking and you just, don't you love being Black? You know? I love the people we all met. Misty. I love her slogan, her quote, her favorite saying, her patent, Black power every hour. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I'm feeling what you said. It ain't just starting tomorrow. It's from tomorrow on out, you know? And,
that's right.
You know, sure enough, this Black History Month, but Black August, that should be the month, but, you know, we know why they made it this month, so we going to run with that one. All year, man, Black power, man. People got to understand that. People got to understand the power of being Black. Let me give you this little short story, real quick. you could be a black man, black woman, right? You walk into a room, 50 white people. By you and your blackness and your power, you ain't finna be nervous. You finna go who you came to see. Susan, hey, how you doing, Susan? Thomasina, you know what I'm saying? I'm Bawaka Tua, you know what I'm saying? And she finna respect you. Hey, how you doing? Okay. Now, you change that story around. You know, like I say, no different. I got some white friends. I help do a little something. But listen, what I'm trying to say, the black power, the power of the black man. A white man, white woman, walking in the room, 50 black people. He might be looking for Mike, but he finna get the hell out of here tonight because there's too many people and he ain't caught. You know, hey, he gonna text Mike when he was leaving. Hey, I was on the way, but something came up. Yeah, I know it came up. And I done did it. That's why I can tell it. I done walked in a room and just stepped in there, man. The confidence level actually goes up because you know, like, man, I'm here for a reason. I got something to do. I'm supposed to be meeting Bart, and I'm coming to see Bart. You know, but you know that's the power of the blackness, and we gotta understand that. And like Z Marie said, claim your heritage. You got to, man. Our people died and slayed. Some people still here who witnessed that. You know, they parents who witnessed those beatings and all that. So, you know, we must talk to them. That's why I always try to talk to the elders. Hey, how you doing, man? What's going on? You all right?
That's one of the things. Sorry to cut in, but that's one of the things we can do tomorrow and from here on is to always honor our elders when we see them in the store. When we see them, you know, out and about, to give them that extra attention, respect, honor, and love, you know, because they deserve it.
They definitely deserve it, and I'm all for that, you know. Definitely, when we did the little event, we four lads and out there, when that brother talked to me, he dropped that knowledge. He be texting me every morning, too. Knowledge, you know what I'm saying? I'm glad to see some people like y'all. I actually just sent him a link. So if you listening, shouts out to you, June. You know what I'm saying? And he told me name Michael. He a junior, but he ain't like junior, so he cut it short to June. So shouts out to June, man, brother Michael. You know, he's 63.
Right.
Full of wisdom and out here putting his work in for the black community, for his black people. So no excuse, people. You know, we have a job.
Right.
We have to do outside our job. You know, so. This what it is. You reap the benefits of happiness and success and not no paper doll bank account getting an extra comma behind the benefits of your grandchildren. You don't reap the benefits of this work we put in today. So that's all I want
that's
to say
right.
about that. And
well,
shouts out and respect to my homie Blaze Carter. A.K.A. Blaze Carter is his nickname, but named Santonio. You know, he lost his son. They buried him, actually, yesterday. And they had a little Ninja Turtles carrying a casket and everything like that. That's what I heard. And, you know, he took it real hard. But just that, you know what I'm saying? I hate tragedy like that, but I hope it wakes people up because it's a lot of work that needs to be done. That's all
Absolutely.
I want to ask.
Thank you.
No.
Thank you so much for your contribution. Make sure you check out unconqueredminds-sg.com. Also, shout out to Initiative Radio. All of these links are in our show description. We really, really, really appreciate you chiming in. Make sure you reach out to Z Marie on Facebook and also to myself, Ms. Latoya Bird, on Facebook. And we just thank you. Thank you. Turn these injustices into a divine injustice. Check out divineinjustice.com. Join us. Join us in elevating our community. All right? It's time.
Put your bad self. Say it loud.
Make sure you say that tomorrow. Thank you so much.
We got a lot of malice. Some say it's a lot of nerves.
Hey, I heard somebody say things ain't been the same.
We get what we deserve.
Round that. So it's funny you playing this song. I'm happy.
Shout out to James Brown. He came to Goose, Florida back in the day, so did Muhammad Ali. I'm learning so much about the history in Goose. Good news in Goose, y'all.
Yes. Friday. Vibratorma.com.net. How did you get it?
All that.
All that.
Listen, be extra black. All right, all the time. Peace and blessings.
Working for someone else. Hey. I just like to encourage everybody to work their 9-to-5 and have their own thing on the side.
That's right. Hey.
This is the part where you got to start breaking it down.
Okay. With your bad self.
My face Stop looks so funky in this controversy.
Okay, you know how he be looking when he do the moves, right?
Yes. Like he doing surgery. Right. These moves are precise.
Hey, on that note, also to be extra black, watch a black movie. Watch a black movie tomorrow.
And instead of boycotting the Oscars, why don't you boycott these movies if you don't like it?
Okay. Say that one more time.
Instead of boycotting the Oscars, boycott these movies if you don't like what you see. Stop going to them and giving them your money.
Create your own movies.
There you go. And it's actually plenty of black filmmakers. New York is full of them. So search them out if you want to see your story.
Mm-hmm. And also, make sure you wear all black. Like, tomorrow is a statement. All right, we only get this extra day every 4 years. People, let's make the most of it. All right, peace, and blessings. We out.
Peace.